Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Tom Asacker is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years. He's the author of many books, the Sandbox Wisdom book. That's actually kind of a series, A Clear Eye for Branding, Opportunity Screams, another one of his outstanding books. But his new one is really the capper of all of them, The Business of Belief. And it's all about what's inside of you and what's coming out of you. And he's our good friend, Tom Asacker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Always great to be with you.
You know, Tom, as you know, and by the way, I thought you might be interested to know, today is the 25th anniversary of my small business.
Congratulations.
Well, not and of course I celebrate the launching of my show in November of every year. But this is when I began I got fired. What happened at 8:30 in the morning? I got fired, and I started my business at 8:35. But the reason I brought that up is to get you to talk about something with us that I think is important, and I think you do too. And that is, what does it take to be successful? What are some of the elements that it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur, as anybody in business, but especially as an entrepreneur? And one of the things that you often hear about is follow your passion. And people say that over and over again. And I do believe that there's something to that, but I'm not sure everybody understands what that means. What do you think?
Well, no, there's absolutely a ring of truth to it, right? I mean, it goes like this. If you love doing something, then you'll be curious. You'll be open-eyed about it. You'll study
right.
it. You'll learn about it. You'll spend more time doing it.
And the day after you have the worst day of your life doing it, you'll come back.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It keeps you going, right? The passion mm-hmm. and the attention and that all that love. Now, here's where people get a little twisted up in this. They think that if they do what they love, then what's the expression? The money will follow, right?
Right.
A lot of money will follow. And that is absolutely not true. And I can tell you, I have done things that I've loved. I've written books that I've loved that have bombed. I have been in businesses that I loved that
right.
went out,
right,
that went
right.
bankrupt. If you can't figure out how to connect what you love with what they love,
right.
because it's their desires that drive your business, not what you love. I mean, who got this right was, I read somewhere an analysis, the difference between Pablo Picasso and Vincent van Gogh. So Vincent van Gogh, he died penniless, right? I mean, this guy was eating paint
right.
at the end. He was starving. And Pablo Picasso was one of the most successful artists out there monetarily.
Mm-hmm.
And the only distinction between the two is van Gogh didn't care about anybody else. He was an introvert. He wasn't interested
right.
in the marketplace. And Picasso understood the game.
Right.
He knew how to build up his celebrity with
mm-hmm.
the people that could spread his message around that mattered most.
And his works were valuable while he was alive, whereas Van Gogh's were only valuable after he died, as is often the
That's
case
right.
with artists. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm guessing most people listening to this want to have some money while they're alive. Right?
Most people do, I think. Yeah. Let me tell you a quick story. So I'm this 18-year-old kid working for a guy named Bill Mangum in the furniture business, and I think he saw something in me. I don't know what, but even though I delivered furniture for him, I also sold at night after the deliveries were over. Well, one day he said, let me take you to the Furniture Mart. So he took me one day, the next year, we went to a Furniture Mart to buy a bunch of furniture, just me and him. And so we were walking around, and he's buying this sofa and that sofa and things like that. And I said, Mr. Mangum, do you like that sofa? It was the ugliest thing I'd ever seen. I said, do you like that? He said, no, I don't like it at all. I hate it. I said, well, why are you buying it? He said, Jim, I learned a long time ago that if I surrounded myself with furniture that I loved, I'd get to continue to be around all the furniture that I love. Because he says, I can't buy for what I like. I got to buy for what I think my customers like.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's it. Listen, Jim, that's the key. And it takes a long time for people. I mean, even me, I study this stuff, right? I've been out on my own as well for 3 decades. But you start connecting the dots finally, and you realize these businesses that skyrocket, the ones that really make it, they just tapped into somebody's desires. I just got done reading the book Creativity, Inc. by the CEO of Pixar. And, you know, you look at this company, Pixar, and it was struggling. I mean, Steve Jobs, with his investment in that company, he was burning cash. He was under, I think, $54 million in the red of his own money in Pixar because they couldn't figure out the business.
Right.
They didn't know the model. They were trying to sell high-end computers. And then they sell this one, they do this one animated film, Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
And now what? Now they print money. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because people wanted to see that move, those kind
mm-hmm.
of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've got the equation. Now they can put their foot down on the gas and just make more and more movies. Right?
So the key is...
That's it.
So what you're saying is, it's not enough to do what you love, because as Tom said, that's not going to work. You gotta find out what you love that other people love that will pay you money for that, right? But you do have to. But I think in small business though, as a small business owner, maybe not at big companies, but I think for small companies, if you don't have it both ways, if you don't love it what they love. You might be successful, but I don't think you'll be happy. What do you think?
Oh, no, it'll drain you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the reason why I try to tell small business people, look, if what you love is design and what you love is meeting people and what you love is, you know, doing what the work, whatever the work is,
mm-hmm.
if you hate the other part of the business, get somebody to help you do that.
Right, right, right,
don't
exactly.
Don't drain yourself because you'll drain your energy doing all that stuff you hate doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tom, give us your website, please.
You can find everything at thebusinessofbelief.com.
We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Tom Asecker after these messages. That's the title of his book, by the way, The Business of Belief. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.